South Sudan's army and rebel forces are trading blame for the violation of a ceasefire agreement just hours after it came into effect. Fighting was supposed to stop 24 hours after the signing late on Friday. The United Nations confirmed that there had been fighting in the area of the contested town of Bentiu and said that shooting came from both sides. Both army and rebels also reported clashes elsewhere. South Sudan's rebel leader Riek Machar told the BBC's Hard Talk program he is still committed to the cessation of hostilities agreement.
On our side, we are committed to the ceasefire agreement. Actually, the cessation of hostilities.
Fighting in South Sudan began in December of last year after months of tensions sparked by South Sudan's president Salva Kiir's decision to remove his longtime political rival Machar from the office of deputy president. South Sudan only became independent from Sudan in 2011 after decades of war and years of uneasy truce. I'm Chris Altieri.